All right, before I welcome my sister in Christ this morning who's coming to preach the Word of God, I want to say first and foremost, happy Memorial Day. Remember, this is not about a three-day weekend that we get. And you know, we always think Memorial Day, ooh, hot dogs, burgers, three-day weekend. Right. Memorial Day is celebrating and remembering the selflessness and sacrifice of men and women who gave their all for the country they stand and believe for, that we are living in right now. And so remember, Memorial Day is remembering those who have lost loved ones in service and remembering and celebrating them. We have Veterans Day, which celebrates those who are have served in the past, and then we have the Armed Services Day, which is those who are currently serving. Sometimes we get those mixed up, but Memorial Day is remembering that selflessness, that sacrifice from so many. And so I encourage you, if you see somebody who's lost a loved one in the Armed Services, man, encourage them, pray for them, even in this room, some of us as well. I want to give a testimony that I'm so excited to share. Last week, we all gathered around here for communion, and I shared with you that my mother, who's been battling liver disease for a long time, for 9 months now, has been waiting for a liver. And we've had a crazy journey waiting. And you might remember I was away for 3 months. I tried to give my part of my liver for her. It didn't work out, but I was able to donate to a child who had the same proportion that the child needed to survive that I was able to do. So if you don't know the story, I'm giving you it in a nutshell really fast, okay? But what happened was my mom, last Sunday at 2 p.m., or actually 3 p.m., went into surgery, and the liver was perfect. It was from a deceased individual who we need to continue to pray for that family. They made a sacrifice as well to be an organ donor that benefited my mother. And so they did the surgery. There were serious complications. We almost lost her on the table. I can say, you know, she lost about 35 liters of blood. That's 3.5 liters. That's not a typo or an error. But she made it. And the surgeon who worked on her came out to give an update to our family, and he didn't know that was my mom. And this was the surgeon who actually did my own surgery. And so he came out, and it was a beautiful reunion and coming together and, you know, just seeing God's hand in this whole situation. I had to testify. And my mom can't wait to be here to testify. She tells me every single day I've talked to her since her surgery, I cannot wait to come to the church to tell people that God is faithful, that God is here, and that God is in this church. And she's had, I mean, dream after dream. There's a lot going on that she's been telling me really fast about what God wants to do in this community. And I just take a lot of notes. And I've seen God transform her. She is doing well. She's recovering quicker than I did. She's already eating and walking and speaking well. Her liver's functioning. And so thank you. Thank you for praying. Thank you for fasting. Thank you for standing beside my entire family and myself and Michelle through a long 9 months. Long 9 months. But God is faithful. And God delivered. And we praise Him for that. Amen? So we're going to give it probably another month or two, and then she'll be able to be here. But she can't wait to see you. And she wanted me to personally say thank you to our church community for praying and lifting her up. God delivered, and we're thankful for that. So I wanted to give that testimony, and I can't wait to welcome Becky. Becky's an amazing woman of God. I got the honor of serving with her in Kenya 2 years ago. We'll get to be with her again when we go to Africa next. But I can say with the utmost sincerity that Becky, as well as her brother James and her siblings John and the others that I'm missing all of them because it's a big family, they have an anointing upon their lives. The Holy Spirit speaks through this family. And so I encourage you, as you hear Becky's heart, as she preaches to us, listen to the voice of the Spirit of God, because He wants to speak to us today through her, through my sister. And so, Becky, we love you. We open our hearts and minds to you, and we're excited. So, ladies and gentlemen, please, let's welcome Becky Marunga.
Indeed, it's an honor and a privilege to be here ministering in this church. And I'm going to preach in Swahili. And so maybe, Shannon, you want to come and help me interpret? Well, it's interesting how God takes us out from our comfort zone, from our usual, and he takes us to a place we are not so familiar with. Because, you know, back at home, we always have an interpreter by our side. We speak in English, and an interpreter, you know, interprets into Swahili. Or if not, probably we are speaking in Swahili, which is, you know, a little more comfortable for us. But I thank God that at this time, this morning, he is taking me to a new level. And that's what he does when he wants to take us into another level of ministry. He takes us out of the normal that we are used to. And so I'm privileged to be in this place. Thank you, Pastor Noah, for having me here. Indeed, it is quite an honor. Thank you, Scott, Shannon, and the kids for inviting me into your house and just making me feel at home. I've been telling her, after I leave for Cayman tomorrow, I come back. It's just strange that I won't be in their house. You know, it's kind of weird because they've really made me feel at home. So I really, really feel loved and appreciated. And just again to say thank you to High Mill Church for partnering with the Grace Community Fellowship. This year, Grace Community Fellowship has been focusing on agribusiness, empowering the farmers through microloans. It's something that as a leadership, we are still looking into it to see how it works. But basically, our focus is on promoting those farmers, helping them to grow in their little farming so that they can improve their economic standards. And also, we are planning for our annual conference, which is coming up in August. We plan probably to be having about over 500 that we'll be attending. So my request to us as a church is that may we hold Grace Community in prayers, just as you have always done. And once again, I say thank you so much for your support. Thank you for praying for Grace Community Fellowship and standing with us even financially. May God bless you abundantly. This morning, I just want to start off from where Pastor Noah left last Sunday. And for those of us who were here last Sunday, we remember Pastor Noah was talking about the vision. Indeed, it is very true that God gives us a vision. Individually, he does give us a vision. Corporately, as a church, he gives us a vision. He gives us a vision for the body of Christ, locally, where we belong. He gives us a vision for our lives as individuals, in our marriages, in our business, in whatever sphere, he does give us a vision. And remember, this is always God-given. However, the enemy, his work is to come to kill, steal, and destroy. And when God gives us this vision, the enemy will try hard to bring it down. The enemy will go at all costs to try and bring it down. And so he brings so much discouragement to us. He tries to tear us away from that God-given vision that we have received. But praise be to the Lord that no matter what the enemy tries to do to us, no matter how hard the enemy fights the God-given vision, we thank God that he is always faithful and he is always fighting for us to ensure that this vision comes to pass. And that is why I feel that indeed this is prophetic, that the Lord laid it on my heart, from Jeremiah 31. It is a prophetic word, and I request that kindly if we could walk through together. It is a long chapter, but I believe that the Lord will be able to speak to us through some of the scriptures that are in this book, Jeremiah 31. For I know and I believe that this is the word that God is giving to Highmill Church even this morning. And so we start off from verse 2 of Jeremiah 31. The Bible says, "Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. Israel, when I went to give him rest." And now the word that pops up in my spirit in this scripture is grace. When we talk about grace, we are talking about Christ's unmerited favor. That which we may not even be worthy of receiving, and yet he says that he has given it to us. Many times when we receive the vision, we feel so weak. We feel so inadequate. We say we cannot do it. When there is so much opposition, we get to a place we feel like we want to give up. And at times we get to a place of wondering, are we really doing the right thing? And we wonder, why do we face so much opposition? Is it because this is of my own making? Is it because this is of my own thinking? You remember the story Pastor Noah shared when he went into, was it Walmart? And, you know, he had a vision, but then he had so much opposition. And what the Lord is saying to us this morning is that his grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient to ensure that we reach the accomplishment of that great vision that he has given us. And that is why the Bible says in 2 Corinthians and chapter 12, verse 9, it says, "My grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect even in your weakness." And so this morning, I believe to Highmill Church, God is saying that his strength is being made perfect even in your weakness. At that time when you are feeling like you gotta give up, at that time when you feel like, no, I cannot continue. And even individually, in your marriage, in your business, at times you feel like, no, things are not working. I'm gonna give up. This is not from God. The Lord God says that it is not in your power. It is not in your own strength, but you continue in the strength of the Almighty God, because he is perfecting your weakness. We do not lean upon our own understanding, but we depend on him, because he is our Alpha and Omega. He knows us from the beginning to the end. So this morning, I believe the Lord is saying to us that we do not need to worry anymore. We did not need to grow weary in whatever we are doing, because the Lord has us. And his grace is being manifested in our lives. His grace is carrying us through no matter what the storms are. Hallelujah. All we need to do is to follow the blueprint. We are blessed that he has given us the Bible. And when we feel like, why? How come things are not working? Am I following the truth? Let us always turn to the word of God, because that is where the truth is. As we move on to verse 3, the Bible says, "The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love." This morning, the Lord says, may you feel his love. May you feel his embrace of love. Where you have felt so much rejection, remember, as a church, here in Highmill, you are the remnant of the Lord. Whenever a vision is fought, whenever the enemy comes against the vision that God has given, God ensures that there is a remnant that will carry the vision to completion. And I believe this congregation here is the remnant here at Highmill Church. And the Lord is looking at you for the accomplishment of this vision. And so this morning he says, may you feel the embrace of the Lord, the embrace of love, where you have felt rejected, where you have felt pulled down, where you have felt so much loneliness, where it seems like friends have forsaken you, where people don't even seem to understand what you are doing. May you feel the embrace of the Lord this morning. Because you know what? When we do feel that embrace, when our hearts feel the love of God, in turn, we will be able to love the world. Because that is what we have been called to as a church. We are to reach out to the world. And the world is looking out for love. How can we reach out to the world in love if we have not felt the love of Jesus Christ in our lives? And so this day, this morning, brothers and sisters, the Lord says, feel his love. It doesn't matter how somebody else is going to treat you. It doesn't matter how they are rejecting you, but what matters most is the love of God. That spouse may turn away from you. Your father, your mother may turn away from you because of your faith in Christ. However, the love of Christ engulfs us this morning. And it is my prayer that all rejection may depart in Jesus' name. All the hurt that we have been through may depart in Jesus' name. Because many times, because of what we have gone through in life, we are not able to reach out to the love of Christ. But this morning, I believe the Lord is speaking to us, and he is saying that all bitterness has been rolled away. All hurt has been rolled away. All rejection has been rolled away in the name of Jesus. And that is why even in the book of Luke chapter 6 and verse 45, the Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so when the Lord speaks to us this morning and tells us to feel his love, may we be filled with his love, that is what the Lord expects to flow out of us. Love cannot flow out from our lives unless first we feel that love, unless we are filled with that love deep within us. And so, this day, turn to your neighbor and tell them, feel the love of Christ. Amen. And verse 4, it says, again, I will build you and you shall be rebuilt. Praise the Lord. The Lord God is building High Mill Church this morning. I'm reminded of a scripture. If we may kindly turn to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. Hallelujah. The Lord is building us up. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. And the Bible says, as you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a royal priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. I believe what the Spirit of God is saying this morning is that each one of us, we are lively stones. And just as we felt led to be here, it is not by mistake. And that the Lord is depending on each one of us for the accomplishment of this vision. You know how we build a house and one stone perfectly fits onto the other. At times it needs to be, you know, sharpened into the right shape. And so, my challenge to us as a church, may we start looking at each one of us individually as a stone that needs to be depended on by another. Because you see, when one stone is weak, then when another stone is built on it, the possibility is all that might come down. However, I believe God is calling us to a place of participation, each one of us. We do not need to despise ourselves and say, I cannot do anything. Remember, it is not about what we can do. It is by the Spirit of God that we get to a place of functioning in the body of Christ. And so God wants to build High Mill Church, just as he has done. He continues to do it. Building High Mill Church into a spiritual house. A house that is bound together, a house that is built strongly together. Remember, if we do not identify who we are in Christ, we might be delaying the growth of another, because just as I said, that one stone depends on another for it to be able to be firm and to fit well into the body of Christ. And so I believe to each one of us, God has given us some goals. God has given us the vision, the individual visions that can weave into the great vision of High Mill Church. It is not about Pastor Noah. It's not about the leadership. But it is about you individually and looking at yourself and saying, God, you have brought me into this family as a living stone. Which part am I supposed to fit in? What is my role in this church? And I believe when we are actively involved in accomplishing this great vision, then murmuring will stop. I believe when we are actively involved, then finger pointing will stop, because we are all participating. We are all participating. And that is what we have been called to do. And so today, I hear the Spirit of God saying, may we quit standing by the fence. May we quit being spectators, because in each one of us, God has given something special, something unique, something that nobody else has. And so may we start activating those gifts that are within us. May we start activating them to the glory of the Lord. Let us start using them so that this great vision may be accomplished. Here corporately as a church, in our lives individually, God has something unique for us. We continue on to verse 5. Still in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 5, it says, you shall yet plant vines on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and eat them as ordinary food. When the word vines comes to my mind, I have never seen how vines are planted. But I did some little research and I got to understand that vines are very delicate plants. They are very delicate fruits. And so they really need that tender nurturing, tender caring. And so before the vines are planted, all kinds of weeds have to be uprooted. And I believe the soil has to be very fine, free from any kind of weeds. And that is what the Lord is speaking to us as a church too. That as we continue removing any negativity, as we continue tearing down any doubt, destroying any disbelief that the enemy has planted in our hearts, then he is giving us room to plant vine. To plant vines in the vineyard. Talking about vines in the vineyard, we are talking about love, hope, encouragement. But all this is not possible unless we pull down all negative criticism, all manner of complaining, any manner of negativity that the enemy has brought our way in this vision that he has given us. The Lord is expecting us to work in so much tenderness, to bring about hope to the dying world, to bring about love and encouragement in this dying world. And brethren, this is not possible unless we are saying, Lord God, enough of our own thoughts, enough of the negative thoughts, and more of you in our lives. And verse 7, Jeremiah continues to say, for thus says the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations, proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. The Lord is calling High Mill Church to a place of higher praise. When we talk of praise, according to the Hebrew, is a word, hala. Hala means to boast. Yade means to worship with extended hands. Barak means to denote blessing. Tehila is to sing or loud. Zama is to pluck the strings of an instrument, and Toda and Shabak is to shout or address with a loud voice. The Lord is calling High Mill Church to a place of high praise. You remember what happened to the wall of Jericho? As praise was given to the Lord seven times, and as the children of Israel praised the Lord, they sang with the string instrument. They lifted up their hands and they produced a shout to the Lord. What happened? The walls of Jericho came tumbling down. And I believe that is what the Lord wants of this church. That he is taking you to a higher place of praise. That no matter what the situation is, we quit complaining. We quit giving up, because that's what we do most times. When things are not working right, we tend to give up. What comes out of our mouth are words of discouragement. But then let us turn that around, because that is what the Lord is encouraging us to do. That let us speak hope. Where there is hopelessness, let us speak hope. Where there seems to be no life, let us speak life. Because that is how we will be able to receive that which we are praying for from the Lord. What we confess is what we possess. And so let us confess victory. In whatever situation, let us confess that God is making it possible. When things do not seem to be going the right way, when they do not seem to be going as we have planned, let us lift up our hands to the Lord. Let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout to the Lord, because God is calling us to a place of higher praise. And verse 9, what does it say? It says, they shall come with weeping and with supplications. I will lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters. Yes, the Lord is causing you to walk at a place of refreshment. Rivers of water is a place of nourishment, a place that is so calming, a place that is enriched with the goodness of the Lord. I'm reminded of this song that says, I shall not be moved, just like the tree that's planted by the water's side. I shall not be moved. Do not be moved, church. Allow yourself to be led by the rivers of water. Living water, the water that flows from the throne of God, the water that flows from the heart of God. As we gather together through Pastor Noah, through the leadership, every week we receive from the Lord. And we thank God that we can take that word in, digest it, and live it. Because that is the living water that Christ is leading us by this morning and the entirety of our lives. Verse 12, the second part, the Bible says, their souls shall be like a well-watered garden, and they shall sorrow no more at all. As we are led by the rivers of water, then our souls will be refreshed. And I believe those that we meet will keep on asking, where do we draw our joy from? Where do we draw our peace from? Where do we draw our strength from? And we will be able to witness to them and tell them, we draw all this from the Lord our God. Not in our own making. Because as I said, the world is hurting. The world is looking around to see where can we find hope. But as we allow ourselves to be led by the rivers of water, then we will be as a watered garden, evergreen, no matter what the circumstance. As we meet outside there, we meet the world, we meet those that do not seem to know Christ, we give them a smile and they realize this is a different person, this is a unique person. And they will be eager to know, where do you get your joy from? How comes it is that you seem to be passing through a lot, but however, you have the strength, you have the energy to continue. I remember when my husband deserted me about 15 years ago, together with my children, and one of them being a special needs girl. It was so hard for me. At that time, I felt like, how can I make it? And I felt so much rejection within me. I said, Lord, I cannot continue to a place I was giving up in ministry. But I thank God for my mother, who continually encouraged me and told me, Becky, it's not about your husband. It is that about that which God has placed in your heart. And I thank God because I gathered myself up and I've continued in ministry. And many times people have asked you, how do you manage, Becky? With all that you have been through, your husband deserting you and the kids, and you have a special needs girl who needs so much attention, you don't seem to have an income. Many times it's like you don't have the money that you need. How comes that you still have so much joy? And I tell them, the joy of the Lord is my strength. It's not about me. It is about him and he who has called me. And so this day, I encourage us that let us accept to be led by the rivers of living water so that we may be as watered gardens. And in turn, we may be able to reach out to others with that hope, with that encouragement. And verse 13, the Bible says, then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old together. For I will turn their mourning to joy, will comfort them, and make them rejoice rather than sorrow. The word that sticks out here is virgin. I believe when the Bible speaks about virginity, it's speaking about purity. And in purity, number one that the Spirit of God was impressing upon my heart is righteousness, doing that which is right. And so therefore, the Lord is calling us to a place of having a right standing with him. And not just with him alone, but with fellow man. The Lord is calling us to a place of forgiving those who may have wronged us. Forgiving those who may have pointed fingers at us. Forgiving those who may have blamed us. Forgiving those who might have called us names. The Lord is calling us to a right standing with them. Because that is what Christianity is all about. Having peace with all that are around us. And number two, when we talk about purity, I believe the Bible is also talking about holiness. We need to be set apart for God. You remember what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19, that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And again in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 to 32, the Bible says that we be careful that we grieve not the Holy Spirit. In other words, as Christians, the Holy Spirit within us, he leads us, he directs us. And so, as we continue giving ourselves to Christ in righteousness, in holiness, then we give room for the Holy Spirit that is within us to lead us according to his perfect will. And so even in this vision that God has given us, he is calling us to a place of allowing the Spirit of God in us to witness to us, to speak to us which way to go. Because when we grieve the Holy Spirit, what happens? The flesh takes over. Our own thinking takes over. And many times we may find that we are doing things not according to God's perfect will. It could be God's permissive will. But personally, I desire for God's perfect will because that is the best. And so may we continue living lives that are of purity, full of righteousness and holiness, so that the Holy Spirit may continually take over and lead us according to his perfect will. And verse 17, it says, there is hope in your future. Yes, I hear the Spirit of God saying, there is hope. Do not give up. When things seem to be getting tough, do not give up. Continue hanging in there. And we move on again to verse 18. I have surely heard Ephraim. The name Ephraim is the name of one of the tribes of Israel. And Ephraim basically means to be fruitful. It basically means to bear fruit and to birth more into the vision and into the kingdom of God. God is calling High Mill Church to be an Ephraim, to be a church that will be fruitful, to be able to bear others into the kingdom of Christ. That is your place. As you continue in this vision, that is your place. And as I hurry up through the remaining portions that I'd like us to share on is verse 21. The Bible speaks of having signposts and landmarks. And I believe the Spirit of God here at High Mill Church, he is calling this church to a place of being able to speak. Basically, when we hear about signposts and landmarks, it's just about showing people where they're supposed to go or where a certain place is found. And so I believe here at High Mill Church, what the Lord expects of us is that we may be able to speak about this vision. Wherever we go to, let us speak about this. In your own life, speak about the vision. Share it. It doesn't matter how things look like, because the Bible says that we live by faith. And so when you speak the words, no matter what the situation looks like around us, when we speak it, then God grows us to a place of having to inherit that which we are speaking about. So even in this vision of High Mill Church, let us make it known to others, and let us speak about it with assertiveness, with the surety. Let us, you remember what I talked about, like, you know, standing by the fence. When you are standing by the fence and not being actively involved, many times, even when you're talking about that vision, it might be more of a challenge. However, the Lord is wanting us to be part of it, just as I mentioned. And so as we continue being part of it, we'll be able to speak about this vision with surety, because we belong to it. We are helping in accomplishing it. And as we continue on to verse 28, that might be the second last because of time. Verse 28 says, and it shall come to pass that as I have watched over them to pluck up, to break down, to throw down, to destroy, and to afflict, so I will watch over them to build and to plant, says the Lord. This morning, the Lord says he is doing a new thing. According to Isaiah 43 and verse 19, the Lord is doing a new thing in High Mill Church. Remember not the former things, but as we gather together every week to worship and to participate in this vision, he says he is doing a new thing, to the glory and honor of his name. And as I finish off with verse 31 to 33, the Bible says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. The Lord is making a new covenant today. And he says in 32, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Hallelujah. The Lord is doing a new thing. And he is establishing a new covenant. A covenant that will be written in our hearts. that wherever we go, we may meditate and dwell upon the new covenant, forgetting all that has passed, but looking unto God and claiming his word. Yes, we need to claim the word of God in our lives. We need to claim the word of God in this vision. Even as he is setting a new covenant in this church, we need to claim that, Lord God, may your kingdom come. In High Mill Church, may your kingdom come. And may this covenant be established forever and ever. Amen. May God bless you. Welcome, Pastor Long.